Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen. Brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3 bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Good evening. The show begins in the Suez Canal on board an SSGN, that is a U.S. submarine packed with cruise missiles, 154 maximum, I'm told. It is heading toward the Red Sea and then into the Indian Ocean, perhaps the Arabian Sea, perhaps the Persian Gulf. Wherever it is a reminder to Tehran, Damascus, and Beirut not to start a northern front. And then from the Suez Canal and the Gaza War, we veer immediately to the crisis in Pakistan. Pakistan has ordered up to 1.7 million Afghans to depart the country immediately, many of them back to Afghanistan. This is more of the tragedy of the U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan in 2021. Some of these people, Ambassador Hussein Haqqani tell me, have never lived in Afghanistan. They've lived in Pakistan their whole lives. They were born there from the late 20th century in the battles with the communists. Now they're ordered to leave. And there was a photograph, heartbreaking, in AP, of strange vehicles all painted up in what you'd have to say 1960s adventure colors, sort of Beatles-like, all making the dangerous road back to Afghanistan. How they'll be greeted there by a Taliban that is not functioning as a government, but instead as a Chicago boss. I don't know how they'll fare. They're abandoned by fate. They'll find a way, is my expectation. And from Afghanistan, I go immediately to the larger question of anti-Semitism in America, which right now it is agreed upon as the worst it's been since Father Coughlin in the 1930s before the Second War, way out of memory of the American people. Anti-Semitism is concentrated in the campuses where young people gather, but it includes doubts everywhere about whether the Jewish citizens of America are as safe as they believed, and I believe they were all these decades. It is driven by extreme, irrational hatred taught from childhood. I can't solve it. I'll just say that supporting Hamas is it some kind of exercise of belligerence or hostility or hatred? I don't know. Hamas is not a military operation. Hamas is not a legitimate organization. It is a terror gang that have demonstrated all repeatedly over the years and again on October 7th that they're unacceptable to be among us. And from there we go to the story spilling out in Israel now, the Gaza War, and the threats from Hezbollah in the north, led by Nasrallah, Hassan Nasrallah, the general secretary, who promises three speeches. He's made one, two more long speeches on the weekend. Whether or not Hezbollah launches, well, that's what that SSGN boat is for. And from there, the conversation turns immediately to China and Xi Jinping. The passing of Li Keqiang means there's no rivalry at all possible against Xi Jinping's ignorant turn away from the world into a security state that punishes its own people and refuses to innovate and is now living on borrowed time. The credit is bad. The business plan is broken. Can't be rescued. No one could rescue it because it was always a falsehood. From there to the conversation turns immediately to again the threat in north of Israel. Joe Truzan joins from the Foundation for the Defense of Democracy about Syrian gangs reinforcing Hezbollah. All very threatening, watched by the IDF, but as we've seen, the IDF has limits about what it can and can't do, what it can know. And the threat of a wider war is real. The reinforcements are coming from Syria and Iran and elsewhere in the Ummah. There's a gathering of malignancy. From there, I go to a conversation with Richard Epstein about the Supreme Court, a decision before the court, about the idea of taxing unrealized gains. This is more of the campaigning of tax the rich. That means if you have an asset and it increases in value in some fashion, can the government tax that even though you haven't realized the gain, which is what we have now? Richard says this is based on a faulty reading of court decisions before, but it's pending before the Supreme Court to be decided, so we wait. And then to New World Report with Joseph Umar and Ernesto Araujo, we concentrate on the migrant surge coming from the Americas through the southern border, continuing, helped by NGOs all along the way. And I recount what I learned from the Rubin brothers, Anthony and Joshua, who passed through from Ecuador to Panama, following the route that the migrants take. These migrants are understood to be poor or afflicted or driven out by gangs. No, they're made up of Chinese nationals flying into Ecuador. China is not a poor country. These Chinese nationals are not claiming economic refugee status. They're coming to America because it's open. It's open for business, for exploitation, for work. In addition, there's evidence that Syrians are coming, that Afghans are coming. The door is open to bad actors. You don't go through the Panama-Darien Gap because you're okay. You go through there because you couldn't get in New York or San Francisco or any other port of entry. Fly into Mexico City and fly on to Texas. You go through the Panama-Darien Gap because something's wrong with your ambition, with your motive. Yes, there are other people marching, but that is a trend. We're talking about young men of military age coming through. I've seen them in the video. And then finally, a conversation about some of the instability in Central America, perhaps caused by the migrants, perhaps because there's an ideological mismatch in some of these states, Honduras, Guatemala, Panama. All unstable momentarily, but not easily solved. We've seen in Peru that when you think you've solved it, it breaks out again. We've seen in Ecuador when you think you've solved it, it breaks out again. Anyway, there's much more to the show. I hope you enjoy it. Good night.
Brand new luxury apartments. If you're in the market, listen, brand new luxury apartments. Champion has a new property, River Park of Dublin, which is a mile south of Dublin. Location is everything. Spacious 1, 2, and 3-bedroom homes, designer finishes, resort-style amenities, exceptional customer service. That's Champion. Champion's brand-new luxury apartments, River Park of Dublin. Now do something about it. Visit livewithchampion.com. Livewithchampion.com.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
There's nothing like sinking into luxury. At washablesofas.com, you'll find the Anabe sofa, which combines ultimate comfort and design at an affordable price. And get this, it's the only sofa that's fully machine washable from top to bottom, starting at only $699. The stain-resistant performance fabric slipcovers and cloud-like frame duvet can go straight into your wash. Perfect for anyone with kids, pets, or anyone who loves an easy-to-clean, spotless sofa. With a modular design and changeable slipcovers, you can customize your sofa to fit any space and style. Whether you need a single chair, love seat, or a luxuriously large sectional, Anabe has you covered. Visit WashableSofas.com to upgrade your home. Right now, you can shop up to 60% off store-wide with a 30-day money-back guarantee. Shop now at WashableSofas.com. Add a little to your life. Offers are subject to change and certain restrictions may apply.